Hello and welcome to Curie. I'm your host, Matt, and today we're diving into three pressing topics shaping oncology care. First, we'll explore exciting advancements in immunotherapy for melanoma, offering new hope to patients with advanced disease. Next, we'll discuss long-term findings that solidify trastuzumab emtansine, or T-DM1, as the gold standard for certain HER2-positive breast cancer patients. Finally, we'll turn to the critical issue of financial barriers in oncology care, highlighting the challenges patients face in accessing life-saving treatments. Let's jump right in. First up, let's talk about melanoma. Immunotherapy has transformed the treatment landscape for advanced melanoma in recent years, but the search for even better outcomes continues. Recent trial data reveal promising results from novel immunotherapy combinations. One study evaluated a dual immune checkpoint inhibitor regimen involving anti-PD-1 and anti-LAG-3 therapies. This combination demonstrated a substantial improvement in progression-free survival compared to anti-PD-1 monotherapy, extending median progression-free survival to 12.1 months versus 7.2 months. These findings highlight the importance of targeting multiple immune pathways to enhance treatment efficacy. Another trial assessed the use of neoadjuvant immunotherapy for resectable stage 3 melanoma. Patients who received neoadjuvant immune checkpoint inhibitors showed not only improved relapse-free survival, but also higher pathologic response rates, suggesting long-term benefits from early intervention. For oncologists, these developments point to a growing toolbox of options for melanoma patients, particularly those with advanced or high-risk disease. As always, patient selection and management of immune-related adverse events will remain key considerations. Now let's turn to HER2-positive breast cancer and trastuzumab emtansine, or T-DM1. Long-term follow-up data from the CATRINE trial reinforces the role of T-DM1 as a post-neoadjuvant therapy for early-stage HER2-positive breast cancer with residual invasive disease. In this trial, T-DM1 reduced the risk of invasive disease recurrence or death by 50% compared to trastuzumab alone. At 5 years, invasive disease-free survival was 88.3% with T-DM1 versus 77.0% with trastuzumab. Importantly, overall survival rates were also significantly higher in the T-DM1 group. These results cement T-DM1 as the standard of care in this patient population, providing a targeted, effective option for those with suboptimal responses to neoadjuvant therapy. For oncologists, the takeaway is clear. Incorporating T-DM1 into treatment plans offers patients a better chance at long-term remission and survival. However, the cost of T-DM1 remains a concern, underscoring the need for ongoing discussions around accessibility and financial support for high-cost therapies. Speaking of financial barriers, our final topic addresses a growing crisis in oncology care. Patients struggling to afford their medications due to restrictions on pharmaceutical financial assistance programs. Recent policy changes have limited the availability of copay assistance for certain drugs, leaving many patients with prohibitively high out-of-pocket costs. This issue is particularly acute in oncology, where life-saving treatments often come with steep price tags. A recent report highlighted that nearly 30% of patients with financial barriers delay or skip treatments, leading to worse clinical outcomes and increased long-term healthcare costs. For oncologists, these trends present a dual challenge, ensuring patients receive the care they need while advocating for systemic changes to improve access. Solutions may include identifying alternative funding sources, exploring generic or biosimilar options, and engaging with policymakers to address disparities in drug pricing and reimbursement. And that wraps up today's episode of Curie. From groundbreaking melanoma immunotherapy combinations to the long-term benefits of T-DM1 in breast cancer and the urgent need to address financial barriers in oncology, these stories highlight the complexities and the opportunities of cancer care today. Thanks for joining me, Matt, as we navigate these important developments together. Don't forget to share this episode with your colleagues and let us know what topics you'd like to hear about next. Until next time, stay curious and keep making a difference.